Well, I'm really happy to welcome Mary Hatz into Van Cleek FM. Hello, Mary.
Thank you, Louise. Hello.
And this is Mary's first time on Van Cleek FM, and she's here to tell us about an event that she organized. And I know I spoke with you over the weekend at the Champlain Commercial Fair, in fact, I think it was, and you said you read a book and it got you to thinking. And what was the book that you read?
The book was Empty Cradles from the Van Cleek Hill Library. Before I knew anything about any of the home children, I just happened to rent this book out. And I read it, and it was fascinating, really. I had no idea about this history. And by chance, after that, I met a girl in Dundas, I guess, county, one of our institute meetings, and she was talking about the home children. She found out, I think her grandmother was a home child, and she started to research it. So when I realized the book was about what she's doing, and she was such a wonderful speaker, like so enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. And she said, anytime we want to put on a presentation, she will come and talk to us about it. So I've been meaning to do a rose program, which is from the Women Institute. We have to, well, we don't have to, but we encourage us to do a subject that everybody is interested in. And I was thinking when I found this out, I said, oh, I'm going to do that ROSE program. The ROSE stands for Regional Ontario Sharing Program. So it's that's how the ROSE program.
Sharing Education?
Education.
Education,
I'm sorry.
I remember.
Yes.
No, that's okay.
Sorry. Just gets a little
and Mary, here you've referred twice to the home children, and of course you're talking about the British home children.
Yes.
And I know they had a huge surge of interest with this at an event that they had at the Glengarry Pioneer Museum last summer, and you're saying that a lot of people are interested, and that's because a lot of them came to Eastern Ontario.
Yes.
I think almost everybody that I know knows some person who was a home child.
I started to talk about it, and then you know, the person said, well, her grandmother was a home child, and so on and so on. So I was really, I didn't know anything about it before, and a lot of people don't know.
No, and I wrote down the name of that book when you told me, and I'll just for our listeners, there's lots and lots of information online, but this was a movement, a lot of orphans in Britain. It was a lot of poverty, a lot of young children living in workhouses or working in workhouses, living in slums. And between 1869 and 1948, 100,000 children came to Canada. I looked that up today. And in total, 150,000 children were sent to Canada and other Commonwealth countries such as Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. And something that I did not know is that in 2010, it was declared the year of the British home child, and the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, issued an apology to the home children, because I don't know what the subject of your book was, but many of them came here, and they were, the British government thought it was a great thing because they didn't have to care for these children anymore.
Exactly.
But when they came to Canada, I think there was the expectation of a better life, but in fact, many of them were just treated like extra farmhands, or they didn't live a good life. I know that's not true for all of them, but I think there wasn't, it wasn't the rainbow ending that they thought they were going to get. Is that what that book is about?
Yes. Well, the book is actually, it's from Australia, and this young woman somehow became aware that she had a brother. So she, I guess she must have known where she came from, Liverpool in England, at the orphanage, and she contacted, and anyway, this social worker who wrote the book started to research and found how many children were not even orphans. They were put in the orphanages because the parents were not able to look after them. Maybe they had a mother or a father or both, but not able to look after the children.
Wow.
And these children were just separated and shipped out. And anyway, this social worker was researching, and Some she was successful reuniting with the family in England. Some she couldn't do anything because they passed away. And if I can mention, I'm not going to mention names, but somebody approached me and she said her grandmother and I guess great uncle were one of these children that the mother couldn't look after them. The father had to work, so they put them in the orphanage. There were five or six of them. Two came to Canada, a girl and a boy, and she didn't say anything about the others, but the youngest one was shipped to New Zealand.
Wow.
At 4 years old. So, you know, when this is how I just thought it was such a subject that to yes. be aware of it.
Yes, and you know, Bill Byers has written a book in this past year, and he refers to a home child in there that, and I don't remember all the details of the story, but just a homeboy that came over and was very frail and not thriving, and they really helped him a lot, and he yes. ended up buying a farm in this area, and I again won't mention the name, and you know his ancestors are now, or his offspring, you know, his descendants are in this area, but many of them are you know they married and they yes. stayed around here. And I just realized we've just jumped right into the topic. We forgot to mention that the reason you're in here is because on Monday, April the 25th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. John's Anglican Church Hall in Vanclakill, you got Judy Neville, the lady that you were saying that
yes.
you met, because it must have been meant to be. You read the book and you met
yes,
her.
Yes, it
And she's
to be.
Coming to talk from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and admission is free to this event.
No
admission.
Are
people
yes.
supposed to bring a lunch? Bring
no,
a lunch?
If you bring your sandwich, well, it says bring lunch, but actually just bring your sandwich or a salad. Tea, coffee, and dessert will be provided. No
okay.
cost at all.
Wow.
It's all, we just want to pass the information, and this is our, the Institute way of...
It's an outreach thing for
yes,
education that
yes.
you do, part of the ROSE program. And you know, you were talking about these children getting separated at... you know, separated and being shipped to different parts of the world and maybe just never knowing, or some of them didn't even know who their parents were. But there are a lot of resources online. There's one on the, it's called canadashistory.ca. And there's an online magazine, and they have a spotlight on the home children. There's a genealogy group. There's a podcast, and they just speak with the grandchild of some of the Barnardo mm-hmm. children. That was another famous home
yes.
here. There's BritishHomeChildren.org, and that's the official year. It's the official website for Canada for people to try and find out more about projects that took place during the year 2010. And there's also Our Roots, which is a site dedicated to local Canadian histories, and another website called theshipslist.com. And you can check past ship lists to find when a home child
wow.
came to Canada. And there's more. It's to help the descendants of the home
yeah.
children find out more about their roots. I can't imagine, especially maybe record keeping in that time was maybe not as thorough as it is today, but how
and,
to...
And they tried not to have records maybe.
Maybe,
so,
yeah.
Because they were illegally shipped. If they had parents, it was
yes,
illegally.
That's true.
Yes.
What's maybe the most memorable thing or the thing that touched you the most in the book that you read? Like what really spurred you
well,
on to do this?
Well, it was that young woman who started... asking about her brother, because I don't know how it came into her subconsciousness, but she realized she has a brother somewhere, and I guess she started the research and found this social worker who was from that orphanage, and that social worker wrote the book Empty Cradles.
Wow.
But it's a fascinating. Then I found another book just recently written by Lynn Cleland. And she's from the same Winchester, Chesterville area. And the book is called The Home Child.
And she's going to be there on Monday?
Well, I asked her a little bit late, so she hasn't answered me. But if
okay.
not, we will mention it. And I have the book myself, so I can put it out.
Is it a current book that you can still buy? Or
yes,
is it
she just wrote it recently,
oh,
last
really?
Year.
Oh, really? So maybe
yes.
if she comes, she'll be bringing copies of
yes.
the book for people to buy.
I hope.
Boy.
Hope.
this was, I love it when I hear about an event and all of a sudden all these little kind of raindrops of inspiration drop yes. into it. You obviously were onto something when you read that book.
And this is sponsored by the Prescott Women, Prescott District Women Institute. And I'm my member of it. And I have to say proudly, I'm the president of the area.
You are. Well, congratulations.
Yes. So I just want to put that in.
And I know the Women's Institute is continuing, and I know that maybe membership is not what you want it to be. You're still looking for new members?
We would love to have more members and active members, and so we can continue, because it started out as educating young people or any persons in the rural area, and it's grown. The Queen Elizabeth is a member of it, so, and it's worldwide now. And they do help a lot in the third world countries. Mm-hmm. We used to give money for making wells in Africa and even right. now helping all over the world.
And educating.
Educating, yes.
We young try moms to at have home and health and safety topics. And good food preparation and things like that.
Yes.
So can people, if someone wanted to know more about the Women's Institute and what it does in this day and age, because I think maybe people think, oh, Women's Institute was for a time when women were at home during the day, but it isn't. Can they call you to find out more?
They can call me. There's phone number, and there's going to be a lot of us at this presentation. So any of us can be, or they can always call me.
Okay, and your phone number is 678-3748, and that's right here in Van Cleek Hill with an area code of 613. And you've got a long history in the area, too, so I'm sure a lot of people listening will know who you are.
Yes, so I'm proud to say that.
Yeah. So we're going to, you're the founder of the Mile High Lemon Meringue Pie. Yeah. I have to slip that one in there.
Thank you.
Mary's Country Kitchen. So just a reminder to our listeners, and we'll be posting this on the Review's Facebook page later this week. And this interview, I think, will be online if you want to check back in and send it on to people that you think are interested. But anyway, on Monday, April 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., St. John's Anglican Church Hall, Judy Neville will be talking about the history of British home children. And she's an expert, and maybe that other author will be there with her book as well. Bring a sandwich, bring a salad, but coffee, tea, and dessert are provided courtesy of the Women's Institute as part of the Rose program. Thank you, Mary, for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Louise.